It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. It's Friday night. We're having a good time here. Filling in for Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell. Just a quick update. Utah trails USC. It's 14-10 right now. 5:32 left in the second quarter. Utah running back Zach Moss went to the locker room, according to multiple reports out there. So we'll keep monitoring that situation. Hopefully, again, we'll get KSL TV's Jeremiah Jensen checking in from L.A. to maybe give us an update on Zach Moss's health, because that could change a lot for Utah without Zach Moss. Now, they got some good running backs, Devin Brumfield, Devontae Henry Cole, Vickers, but they're no Zach Moss. So that is definitely something to keep an eye on. One thing that also to keep an eye on is the quarterback debate in New Orleans. The Saints, is Teddy Bridgewater or former BYU great Taysom Hill going to get the start this Sunday for the Saints in replace of the injured Drew Brees? It's fascinating stuff here, because I know Cougar fans out there, you want Taysom Hill. Heck, we want Taysom Hill to be that star. I think he deserves it. You know, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens with this quarterback battle. Do you think Taysom's got a shot actually to be the starter maybe?
Not this week, but if I were Sean Payton, absolutely I would start this guy, because Drew Brees, this isn't a season-ending injury. He's going to be back. And so at this point, I think there's a tremendous opportunity to give Taysom 2, 3, 4 starts, maybe a little more, to really find out, is this guy capable of being a starting NFL quarterback? Because with Teddy Bridgewater, Mitch, I'm sorry, there's just not enough there for me to say, this is someone that we would be comfortable paying $150 million over 4 or 5 years because he's that good. I mean, Teddy is a serviceable backup, but the Saints have a unique opportunity here to really see if Taysom can be the successor to Drew. And from what I've seen from Teddy this season, there's nothing that makes me even feel like this dude's going to win all the games in relief of Drew.
I think one thing's for sure, though, Matt, is that we're going to probably see two quarterbacks, and Saints head coach Sean Payton had this to say on the potential of two QBs.
I think you do, and you making the assumption he's the number two, we'll approach this game with two quarterbacks, and we'll see where we're at with it. So, but we'll have the right plan relative to what those guys are going to be doing.
Everyone keeps saying, Mitch, that Taysom Hill is not a starting quarterback. When are we going to actually take what Sean Payton says at face value? He's been saying this for years, that he believes Taysom Hill is a good quarterback. He had an opportunity right there to say, Teddy's the man. We're going with Teddy. He did not do it.
He didn't. And the thing is that I think Taysom is going to be in the mix somehow, some way. It'll be interesting to see how many snaps he actually gets from the quarterback spot on Sunday, if at all. You know, one thing's interesting, though. A lot of national people have been talking about Taysom Hill. He's a polarizing figure because some people, they love him. Others, they're like, get this sideshow out of here. This guy's not an NFL quarterback. He's a polarizing figure. Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, he's even thinking of picking up Taysom in fantasy. He's buying in to Taysom Hill.
I'm thinking of picking him up in fantasy.
Whoa. Like,
I don't know. I know. Did you really?
I know.
Serious. Like, don't you think?
Because the point is to get a difference maker, not a guy who's average.
Don't you think he's going to see a ton more snaps?
I do.
Out there, in the perfect
Absolutely.
Time to uncork it is in Seattle, first week. Nobody's thinking.
Yep. Will he see enough snaps to work as a fantasy player, though? I don't know.
I actually disagree with Rich. I'm not picking him up in fantasy, and I don't think he's going to see significantly more snaps.
I'm not picking him up. I've already drafted the guy. I went in the preseason. Oh. I drafted him. I might start him this week. You know what? If Sean Payton's not going to start him, I'm going to start him in my fantasy team.
Can you put him in flex? In the flex position?
No, we sadly can't. He's a quarterback still. The fantasy leagues need to adjust that to make him a flex, because our guy Jeremy, I'm going up against him this week, and I know no one cares about someone else's fantasy team. I get that, but I want Taysom Hill to make an impact and win me a fantasy game so much this season. I've got Taysom Hill. I've got Jamal Williams. I've got basically the whole dang BYU team.
I don't think there's even a remote chance that he sees more snaps, because he is the backup quarterback, Mitch. I mean, if anything, he's going to see less time, because you can't be having him get hurt, and then you've got JT Barrett? You're not going to be comfortable throwing JT Barrett in there. I mean, he's been with the Saints in preseason for a little bit and offseason, but he hasn't spent a lot of time with the Saints during the regular season. So, if anything, Taysom is going to see less snaps than more, in my opinion.
What's amazing with Taysom, though, is there's been these wild comparisons to some of the best quarterbacks to ever play in the NFL, including another former BYU Cougar.
Yeah, you got Steve Young. That's what they keep calling him.
I think Taysom Hill is what he's thinking.
I guess. But by the way, Steve Young's a Hall of Famer. If he's that good, he should be playing.
Yeah. He's not the only one who said that. There's been others. Troy Aikman, who often does these NFC games for the Saints, he's always saying, hey, if you believe you've got Steve Young, then you got to play the guy. And I could not agree more with Aikman. And look, if he gets three or four starts and it doesn't go well, fine. Then you know. But at this point, you don't know. Because the last time we got a good look at Taysom Hill playing quarterback position, the dude looked really good in the preseason. Really good.
How much stock do we put into the preseason? Because I think there's some. There's got to be some, right? I mean, it feels like that week two comeback win against the Chargers, I thought, showed that this guy can do it. He can make plays. And even he said to his teammates, like, hey, I know you probably, like, preseason, I get it, but I want to go out there and win. I think he's got that. He's got those leadership intangibles. And whenever people think Taysom Hill can't do something, wrong move, man, because he's going to prove you wrong. I didn't think initially when he was coming out of BYU, because of the injuries, I thought, unfortunately, he's not going to have a shot at the NFL just because of the injuries. I thought that guy's going to be making millions on Wall Street. He's going to be doing it big in the business sector. But he continues to prove people wrong. I would not bet against Taysom Hill at all.
Yeah, and that was a nice preseason. I know it's preseason comeback win. The performance in the preseason that really sold me on Taysom Hill's ability was the Jets game, because Teddy played the whole first half against the Jets, did nothing. Taysom comes in, they're marching up and down the field. So it wasn't just a one-time thing for Taysom Hill, Mitch, in the preseason. He did it against multiple teams, and I'd be stunned if he started multiple games and looked like crap.
Well, the thing is, he's an incredible athlete, too. I mean, and Sean Payton's a guy that has a knack for identifying quarterbacks that maybe none other people are seeing. I mean, remember Sean Payton discovered Tony Romo when he was the kid out of Eastern Illinois, and no one knew about him when he was an undrafted quarterback. So he's got this track record with that. The thing that's interesting, too, with Taysom, he's older, and we know that. He's, what, 27 now or 26? I lose track, but he's up there. And he's someone, for being a third-year quarterback, it's getting to that point where it's either now or maybe never, potentially very soon, for Taysom to be a starting. Hey, I mean, you're talking about the guy like
Brady's like 55 years old.
That's Tom Brady, though. That's the greatest to ever do it. You know, Taysom gets that, what, 29 years old, 30 years old? No one's going to be investing time into Taysom.
He's got another decade.
That's why this year, it's something's got to break his way this year if he wants to be a legit starting quarterback.
Something has broken his way. He just needs to get.
And he needs some more, too. He needs Teddy Bridgewater to be absolutely terrible and have
New Orleans. Teddy's well on his way, because he looked really bad against the Rams. And he played, what, 95% of that game? I mean, Drew got injured very early on the second drive. At no point did you feel like, oh, okay, this is just Teddy didn't practice. They're getting it together. Never. Not at one point in that game did you feel like, okay, things are starting to click. No, the whole time it was bad. So if that happens again with Seattle, we could be ready for the Taysom show on the national stage.
And that would be fun. It would be great to see, because Taysom, I mean, I remember his days at BYU. He was spectacular. He was an incredible athlete and could do so many great things with his feet, with his arm. I mean, he's still improving as a passer. But I think that those whole connotations about him with not being a great passer, I think he's pretty dang good. I think he's improved a lot. I don't think people give him enough credit for his ability to throw the football. His freshman year at BYU, he couldn't throw it. But now, think the guy's a pretty good passer. I don't think he gets enough credit for that.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, obviously, it's Cougar Sports Saturday. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. So we want to see him succeed. But, dude, I mean, what a story. I would love to see this guy get a shot after everything he's had to go through. So we're going to keep a close eye, on the New Orleans Saints these next couple weeks as Taysom Hill. He might get an opportunity, and that's what we'd all like to see. All right, we got to take a break here. On the other side, we're hoping to get to Jeremiah Jensen. Well, it all depends on when the Utah-USC game will go to the half. And right now, Utah is driving late in the second quarter. They trail 14-10. So we'll see with Jeremiah Jensen. If not, we've got some stuff planned for you. So don't go away. Much more to go here on Unrivaled, powered by KSL Sports.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.